Good evening. This is Nigel Ogden at the BBC Theatre Organ between now and 11 o'clock. And just in case you're wondering why, well, it was on November the 9th, 1970, when this Wurlitzer Organ was reopened in our Playhouse Theatre here in Manchester. And so to celebrate its 10th anniversary, we thought it might be rather fun to go back to the 40s, 50s and early 60s when solo half-hour broadcasts from the BBC Theatre Organ in London, and indeed from other locations, were a regular feature. So I hope the music I'm going to play for you during the next half hour is going to be to your own particular musical taste. And to begin with, a musical reminder that we are only 2 days away from Remembrance Sunday with Walford Davis's RAF March Past. From a march to a waltz of sorts, one of the greatest light music composers of all time must surely be Leroy Anderson. And this lively number in 3/4 time is just one of his many descriptive pieces, Belle of the Ball. Two young people who've really hit the heights of show business over the past decade are the Carpenters, with the beautiful music and lyrics of the many ballads which they've made famous. Here's one of them with the rather appropriate title of We've Only Just Begun. Here's a piece of music which falls into the category of middle-of-the-road light classics. Not that it's classical in style, mind you. It comes from the Second American Symphonette by one of that country's most renowned jazz composers, Morton Gould, and carries the simple title, Pavan. Thank you. It wouldn't be right on this 10th anniversary of BBC Theatre Organ No. 3 not to pay tribute to the two gentlemen who were the BBC Theatre Organists. Reggie Ford, of course, followed by Sandy Macpherson, who remained with the BBC for nearly 25 years. Here are their three signature tunes which opened and closed their respective programmes. Reg Fort's Keep Smiling and Sandy's I'll Play to You and the Alpenruh Waltz, all original compositions, of course. And Sandy didn't stop there. He also composed this delightful novelty number. Whether it was in fact inspired by Enid Blyton, I wouldn't like to say, but the title is definitely Noddy's Holiday. Thank you. It may not have escaped your attention that we are now well and truly into the month of November, season of mists and mellow fruitfulness, as the poet once wrote. Here are a couple of tunes which may admirably describe the weather before too long. misty and a foggy day in London town. Which takes us nicely up to our finale this evening. So let's put the Wurlitzer through its paces with the fourth movement from the suite, Bally Egyptian. Well, that brings us to the end of tonight's programme, and I sincerely hope you've enjoyed our attempt to recapture something of the theatre organ's golden years. I'll be back with you next Friday at 10:30 here on Radio 2 with our regular edition of The Organist Entertains, when we shall be celebrating another anniversary, the Golden Jubilee of the Paramount Odeon Manchester Wurlitzer, now installed in the Free Trade Hall. But for now, with thanks to my producer Peter Pilbeam, it's good night from me, Nigel Ogden, at the BBC Theatre Organ. Good night.